We go another 15-20 minutes? We go another 15-20 minutes? Where should we start? Should we take a vote? I could start, maybe try to start next time on time again, so I might, I take a vote. People have to go. It's getting late. What do you say? Who wants to, looks like most people want to stop, no? Looks like most people are bleary-eyed. Who wants to continue? Right, who wants to continue? Most people, what? 15 minutes? No, how about 10-15? 15 minutes. What? Start at 8 next time? How about 15 minutes now, 15 minutes then? Another 15 minutes now, and then we'll start at 8:15 next time? How's that? 10 minutes? 10 minutes? Okay. Everybody wants to go get a drink of water? Anybody want to? So, okay, just 10 minutes. Let's just start the, let's at least do the, so I'd rather not try to have a fourth week if we don't need, but let's at least start the Tahara process. The Tahara process. Again, it's just 10 minutes. Let's give it our all, a little Mesiras Nefesh, and then we'll bring it home next week. Okay. The Tahara process. There are five steps. Now we're putting away the Makaris that we were just dealing with, and we go on to the two new ones from tonight. That's this other Shulchan Aruch packet that starts with page 15, and the other Makaris packet, which has the Inyan Hamtanas Hey Yamim on top. The Tahara process, the way a woman becomes Tahara to her husband requires five steps. Five steps for a woman to become Tahara to her husband. Very nice to look at it in this way. Five steps. Number one, counting 5 days from the beginning of the latest flow. Or even just even before this. What have we discussed? Why am I doing this now? Just think about what we've discussed. We spoke about how a woman becomes a Nida. That was Ksamim, that was Riyah. Now we spoke about what do we do when a woman is a Nida. That's our Chakos. Now we're going on the upswing. We're saying, okay, how does she become Tahora? So there are five steps. Number one, counting 5 days from the beginning of the latest flow. Number two, Hefsik Tahara. An internal examination to determine that the bleeding has stopped. Hefsik Tahara. Number three, we'll talk about each one of these. Number three, Shiva Nikiyim, 7 clean days. Number four, Chafifa, preparations that she does before she goes to the mikvah. And number five, the Tvila itself, immersing in a mikvah. Those are the five steps in the process of becoming Tahora. So let's try to do the first one tonight, and then we'll do the other four next week. And we'll try to finish it next week. Counting the five days. For most women, counting 5 days before starting Shiva Nikiyim is not an issue. Because most women in the world bleed for at least 5 days. Meaning a woman gets her period on Sunday afternoon. Sunday is day one of the 5 days. Whenever the flow starts, that's day one. If she gets it Sunday night, then Monday is day one. But whatever it is, because in halacha, the night goes after the next day. Whatever day a woman sees, that is day one. We'll talk about, like we mentioned last week, I mentioned it again. If she stains first for a day or two, that staining can be day one. We'll talk about why that is. But the beginning of the flow is day one. So let's say Sunday the period starts. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is day five. Most women bleed for at least 5 days, at least, even if it flows to a trickle. Most women will not be able to do a Hefsik Tahara before the sunset at the end of day five. So what we're about to talk about is why one has to wait, even if one has less bleeding. You have to wait 5 days. But in most cases, this doesn't come up because most women bleed for 5 days anyway. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yes, can. The Ona we'll talk about next week is counted from the flow, but the first of the 5 days is staining. Where did these 5 days come from? Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Where did the 5 days come from? Okay, it's really, 7 minutes and we'll be finished. Belinadu. So where did the 5 days come from? Mida Oraisa. So this is the key. Mida Oraisa, according to Torah law, a woman needs 7 clean days from blood, from uterine blood. That's the Din D'oraisa. We talked about last week, Azava, Shiva Nikiyim, 7 clean days from blood. That's the D'oraisa. Midrabanan, though, the second step was that these clean days not only have to be clean from blood, but they have to be clean from blood or any residual seminal discharge. Any plata, anything that's coming out of her, whether it's dam, whether it's the shichva zera of her husband, the semen of her husband, the woman has to be clean from any discharge, any seminal discharge during Shiva Nikiyam. That is what Chazal said. And Chazal also said that the zera, the seed of a man, has potency for 3 days. I mean, 72 hours. Because that is true, what the halacha is, you're not allowed to start Zayin Nikiyam right away. Obviously, let's say she bleeds for an hour. Halacha is not allowed to start Zayin Nikiyam right away, because Zayin Nikiyam, naki, clean, means not just clean from blood, but clean from any seminal discharge. Which means, let's say the husband and the wife were together 10 minutes before she became a Nida. So, from that moment, for the next 72 hours, the woman is going to have Pleitas Shechva Zera. It's called discharge of the Shechva Zera of her husband from her body. And that discharge, even though it might continue for longer, Halacha says that for 3 days it has potency in order to impregnate a woman. So the Halacha of Zera only applies for 3 days, 72 hours. Let's figure out what happens here. So let's say Sunday afternoon, she gets her period. So it says, say Chazal, maybe right before the flow, she had been with her husband. So really, let's say from that first moment, she has to wait another 72 hours before she starts counting 7 days. So let's work it out. So 72 hours, if you have it on Sunday, so let's say to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday. So through Wednesday afternoon is out. You can't count those as Shiva Nikiyam. Because the Shiva Nikiyam, the 7 clean days, have to be, again, clean of not only blood, but clean of any discharge, whether it's her blood or whether it's seminal discharge from her husband. So you have to wait 72 hours from the moment that she gets her period. So 72 hours really works out to be 4 days, not 3 days. Because let's say Sunday afternoon, so count 72 hours, it goes through Wednesday afternoon, so Wednesday is day 4 already. Because Sunday is 1, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's why 4 days have to be counted. We'll get to the 5th day in a minute. But why does the woman have to wait 5 days? And again, I'm saying most of the time this is irrelevant. Because most women bleed for 5 days or more, or 6 days. But why does the woman, let's say she's on some type of birth control pill, and she only stains for a day or two, or let's say during Shiva Nikiyam, but we'll get to. So she has to wait a minimum of 72 hours, which worked out to be 4 days, before she can start counting. So if a woman, let's say, Monday afternoon gets her period, Monday is day 1, Tuesday is day 2, Wednesday is day 3, Thursday is day 4, Thursday night, at this point, she could do a hefsiktara, the end of the 4th day. Or let's say she gets her period Tuesday night. So what's Tuesday night? Tuesday night is Wednesday. So Wednesday is day 1, Thursday is day 2, Friday is day 3, Shabbos is day 4, Shabbos before sunset, she does a heftic tahara. She does an eternal exam to make sure the blood stops. That is why one has to wait 4 days. The 5th day was added on, it's late, I'm not going to go into the details right now, the 5th day was added on for a separate chash. Maybe I'll start with this next time, but the heads will be clearer. But the 5th day was added on as another step. That's what's important to know, and that is why in certain specific cases, the 5th day we will be mako on if a woman has an issue which we'll get to, where the 5th day is a crucial day. And we'll say 4 days, and then you can already start Shiva Nikiyam, again, as long as the blood has stopped. Most of the time, you're not going to get any coolers on the 5th day if a woman's bleeding for more than 5 days. Because you're not allowed to, for sure, can't start the Shiva Nikiyam. You can't do a Hefetara before all the bleeding has stopped. But let's say a woman has a very short cycle. Let's say she bleeds for 2 days and that's it. But still, the halacha is, you have to wait 5 days. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that is the way that the Ramah says. Okay, I guess I'm not going to be able to fulfill my promise, so I don't want to go further now. We'll start Hashem with this next week, the 5 days and the 7 days. So 8:15, is that doable? Should we 8 o'clock? Should we start 8 o'clock? You don't know if you can do 8 o'clock. Okay, well keep email. We'll email something. We'll figure it out. But again, most women, most